You're listening to Milcaster Tales, brought to you by knowhownonprofit.org.
Asylum at Home Front, Part 1. After 2 weeks' paternity leave, Ben's first day back as director of Home Front, a housing charity, starts with a shock. A takeaway coffee in hand, Ben returns to his office after his paternity leave. Opening his briefcase, he carefully places a picture of his two-week-old baby, Buster, alongside his laptop. Back to reality, he muses, still wondering how things are at home, how Krista is coping. 2 weeks' leave just isn't long enough. Ben's eyes fall on a pile of papers stacked in his pending tray. But long enough to feel out of the loop. He sips his coffee, leans back in his chair, and opens a letter, vaguely noticing that it's from a solicitor. Scanning the contents, Ben reads with increasing alarm. Breathing hard, he picks up the phone to Trish, his housing manager. "Can you come in, Trish?" he says with a faltering voice. "Now, please." Ben has rifled through his bulging pending tray and fished out the minutes of the last allocation meeting, held in his absence. As Trish enters, he passes them angrily to her. "What happened with the flat on Morris Street? How could the board reject a homeless couple with a new kid? They had more than enough points to qualify for that place." Trish grimaces ruefully.
I know. I was going to tell you, but I didn't want to worry you while you were away.
Ben realises Trish is close to tears and softens his tone. Sorry. So, what exactly happened?
Hugh, that's what happened. It was his first meeting as chair. And it was fine to start with. They allocated the short life house to those mature students, you know, like we discussed. Then the application for Morris Street came up. It was going through fine until someone noticed that the couple were asylum seekers.
Ben's heart sinks. Alarm bells ring.
Hugh started asking questions about their status in this country. What were they doing here? Did they have the right to claim benefits or use the health service? You know, questions like that.
I don't believe it, cries Ben.
Hugh, the new chair, had replaced, at short notice, Home Front's previous chair, who'd stood down through ill health. Hugh, a retired businessman, was highly regarded at Milcaster's Chamber of Commerce.
"Hugh turns out to be a very persuasive personality," continues Trish. "The questions went on, and then someone in the meeting muttered bogus, and the majority of the committee were agreeing with Hugh. Farhan and Gulnaz got the thumbs down."
"Perfect," groans Ben.
Lorna really tried to calm things down and reminded them that the family had been living at the hostel for months with no problems and, like you said, they'd just had a new baby. Honestly, you read about these attitudes in the tabloids, but I never thought I'd hear them at our meetings. Well, don't they have any idea about what's going on in Afghanistan?
So who did get the flat? Asks Ben.
That gay couple, Mary and Angela, who'd also been at the hostel. But they've only been there half as long as Farhan and Gulnaz. I thought it was completely unfair.
Well, so do Farhan and Gulnaz's solicitors. Ben passes Trish the solicitor's letter. Biggs and Boff, they're a no-win, no-fee outfit. They're considering bringing legal action on the grounds of racial and religious discrimination and to report us to the Tenant Services Authority, says Ben ruefully. Trish looks up from the letter, aware of the seriousness of this development. Get me all the paperwork, minutes, notes, everything we've got documented on this. I'll get hold of Hugh. Trish leaves. As he dials Hugh's number, Ben's eyes rest on the photo of his baby, Buster, his newborn child. Oh, to be back home with Krista. This I could do without. Ben's phone call to Hugh proves fruitless. According to his wife, he's off playing golf and will not be contactable until late that evening as he has a club members' meeting. Ben sighs, sits back and rereads the solicitor's letter. Suddenly, his heart misses a beat. The deadline for a response to the complaint is tomorrow. As he takes this in, Ben's phone rings and he flicks it to loudspeaker. It's Trish.
There's Ollie from the paper, the Milcaster Mercury on line 3, Ben. Wants to discuss asylum seekers. Says it's urgent.